So let's talk about the operations. And we will have a press release that goes out tomorrow that talks about take the town halls to Washington. And the purpose of this project is to do everything we possibly can to stop a vote, a positive vote on Obamacare in the House of Representatives. And Mark Skoda, you're the public spokesman for the project. I wonder if you could say a few words.
Yeah, just a very quick idea here, folks. We spent a lot of time talking about this whole project. A couple of very good things that happened. Yesterday, we had met with Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele, who I've asked his office to help us on supporting this event. He's agreed to do probably a video for our website supporting Take the Town Halls to Washington. He's also going to contact at least several other representatives, Michelle Bachmann and Jim DeMint. I actually spoke yesterday also at the same event that we were attending with Marsha Blackburn, asking her to support. I'll be following up with her on Monday morning, trying her to get to do a live statement around this and calling for people to come to D.C. But the whole idea was very, very well received. And in fact, as Chairman Steele indicated, we actually had a private meeting with a number of the Tea Party representatives here from the Memphis Tea Party, and it was extremely positive. Very, very, he's very, very supportive of the Tea Party movement, and in fact, of this event in particular. So he felt that it's necessary to have these grassroots organizations taking this effort. I will also just tell you as a side note that we had our major Republican fundraiser, which is a Lincoln Day event, which I do participate in. It was wonderful friends and people there. And again, he called out support for the Tea Parties and the Tea Party movement generally and its positive impact on politics in this country. So one is I think we're going to get the kind of support we want. We also requested help from his office, one of his assistants, Paris Darden.